everybody. Welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I am here, as per usual, with
Aaron
and
Victoria.
And we are here in our brand new, what would you call it, set?
Right? It's the same space.
It's all updated now.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
It looks fine.
Thanks, Hayden. You did such a good job in here.
Emphasis on fine.
It's not great.
You can interpret that fine as you seem fit.
Emphasis on fine. It could be better. It could be worse.
You should be thankful for him telling you it's fine.
Thanks. Because she didn't say anything nice. So
yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
I said nice things when you finished it.
Whatever. Next week, just like right off the bat, next week we'll have a special episode with the BXG podcast, which we were actually recording after this one. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll have a special episode. It'll come out in the normal time and stuff. It'll just take the place and form kind of a break between the first and second rounds because we're finishing the first round today.
Woo!
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
124 characters have been talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait.
And however many are dead now.
120 characters have been talked about.
No, it's 128.
128 total.
Yeah, 124. Oh, yeah, because we talked about eight today, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Took me a sec.
Yeah. So I mean, 60 characters are dead.
So far.
Yeah. They're
let's
dead,
get,
people.
Let's get it to 64.
Yeah, they get it.
Also,
hey, 59. Buryaga's in here with us.
Yeah, he abstained.
Yes.
We just picked him out. He's like, just go stand over there on the sideline, you beautiful, beautiful Wookiee.
Yes.
He's so cute.
But, I mean, I did mention this to you guys, but I'll talk to them on the air here. We only have one person who is over 100 left. It is Belzedifar.
Oh.
He is rated, what does that say, 102?
103.
I have here with me a relic from our past season.
Aaron,
does that look familiar?
It does, yes.
Oh, man. It was our list of 32 characters from every comic book company. And my notes. I found my notes as well for like the first 24 episodes.
You had notes?
Oh, yeah, for the first 24 episodes.
And then they disappeared.
Yeah, and I didn't need them anymore. I definitely did need them, though. I should have kept taking notes. Maybe I would have won.
You probably still wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
I take notes.
Yeah. No shit, Aaron. But, yeah, I have my first 30, or I have it all listed out. Most powerful, 1 to 32 for each comic book company, right? Pre-seeded on the big bracket. And Black Panther was a seed 113.
Yeah, which we no longer have 113. Who's 113 now?
Oof.
113,
IG-88. So damn.
Hard, it was a hard act to follow.
Got murdered by Rey Skywalker.
It was a hard act to follow. I mean, your guy, Peter Parker...
Coleman Trevor.
Coleman Trevor was where Peter Parker was, and he made it to the Final Four. So. Yeah.
But instead, Coleman Trevor got yeeted out of this tournament by Luke Skywalker.
In the first round. Easily.
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 No contest.
Yeah. But in 2 weeks, when we're back on YouTube, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah.
Woo!
You guys can see me eat ice cream in person.
Yeah.
Excitement.
We'll be revisiting those first four top seeds. See if we can get ourselves an upset.
I don't think so.
But we might be able to. All right. And we have to decide who they're fighting today. So, Aaron.
So today, I should have. Well, first, I need to tell them what we're here for. Yeah. Those of y'all that have not listened to this podcast or watched our YouTube or watched the podcast before, and you did not get what we were talking about in the long conversation with Hayden here. Here at Nerdament, me and Hayden put together a list of 128 Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Jedi, Sith, people who can shoot a blaster real good. And we basically take them on 1v1. Hayden represents one character. I represent another. Victoria eats ice cream and renders the final judgment.
Yeah, she eats ice cream, kind of pays attention, makes her judgment in the first 5 minutes of our argument, and then decides the fate of this entire podcast.
Yes.
I do that.
So much power.
Yep. I'm living life.
So, today, we have Shaak Ti versus Ty York. Aayla Secura versus General Grievous, Pre Vizsla versus Kanan Jarrus, and Darth Vitiate versus Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Who is Kanan Jarrus again?
The main character. One of the main characters in Star Wars Rebels.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, moving on.
Who should we go first? We should do the easiest one first. Hayden, you have Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Oh, don't hate on Ki-Adi-Mundi. Don't hate on Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Just tell him. Talk about Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Who is he fighting?
Darth Vitiate.
That's probably one of the, is that one of them old world Sith people?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I love those guys.
I have Ki-Adi-Mundi.
No, you have to speak up.
I was feeling Ki-Adi-Mundi. I have some respect for Ki-Adi-Mundi. Man got two brains.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why his head's so tall.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, Yariel Poof has two brains.
Fuck Yariel Poof.
Yeah, no one wants to talk about that, dude.
We're never mentioning him again.
His head, that's because his head is too small. The other brain's in his torso.
I hate that guy.
He's a weird looking dude.
Alright.
A weird Kaminoan.
Ki-Adi.
This is not a Kaminoan.
Ki-Adi-Mundi. His name is entirely hyphen, by the way. It's Ki-Adi-Mundi.
I didn't know the second hyphen.
Yeah, it's full hyphenated. I didn't write it down hyphenated because I wrote it Obi-Wan Kenobi style, where it's Obi-Wan space Kenobi.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I figured it was going to be. But it's no. Anyways, he's a Syrian Jedi Master on the High Council during the Clone Wars. He was leader of the 21st Nova Corps, which is a Special Forces clone trooper unit.
Space Marines.
The Space Marines. They're in Revenge of the Sith. They're the red clones that shoot that Jedi with the tall head with the blue lightsaber at the end, where he says, "Come on!" And then they like run after him, and it's like snowing.
They look like snowtroopers.
Yeah, and then they shoot him.
Oh,
yeah, okay. That's Ki-Adi-Mundi, and that's how he dies.
Oh, so he already dead?
He died in order. He's one of the Jedi that died in Order 66. Yeah.
He had no chance. This was like the Special Forces.
He
Marines.
Was right in between the Separatists and the
yeah,
Republic.
Yeah, he had no chance.
All
right, his master. Fun fact: his master was Yoda himself. Mm-hmm.
So, wait, does his species have a longer lifespan?
Probably, yes.
Okay, because Count Dooku was also Yoda's apprentice. Mm-hmm. And it was like a
he
big
knew,
deal.
He knew Count Dooku. He was one of the Jedi that said that Count Dooku couldn't be behind all of this stuff because he couldn't envision him killing people because of his past Jedi life. Spoiler alert.
He did.
It was him.
He absolutely did.
So, that was not a good judgment on your part, Ki-Adi.
Yeah.
Apparently... Wait,
Aaron's doing.
Continue.
Aaron's doing looking up things. After being surprised by his troopers, he was able to deflect and kill two before they overwhelmed him. He first got shot in the stomach, which threw him off his balance, and then it was game over.
He was also shot by one of the five battalion commanders,
mm-hmm.
Bakara, who yeah. was trained by a Mandalorian, by the way.
Oh,
personally trained.
Who are the other four?
Cody, Gree, Bly, and Nao. There's
the other one.
It's the I can't remember if there's a second consonant in there. Nao. He's oh yeah, it's a Y, N E Y O. He
Nao?
Was on the he was on the speeder.
Oh, is he the one that killed
Stasali?
Stasali. Okay.
Yeah.
How did
the five battalion commanders?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Bakara, who killed Ki-Adi-Mundi, Bly, who killed Aayla Secura, who I have this episode, Cody, who shot at Obi-Wan but didn't kill him.
Failure.
Gree, who got his head cut off, and then Nao, who killed Stasali.
So only one of them got killed by a Jedi.
Killed
in two the of them failed in their missions.
That's because it was Obi-Wan and Yoda.
Yeah. This guy did not. Baruni? What is his name?
Huh?
What is the guy's name?
Bakara.
Bakara. Bakara did not fail, but two of his troopers, he was able to deflect. He was completely surprised. He turned around and they started shooting on him almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So his reaction's pretty good to be able to deflect two blaster bolts into clone troopers. He was renowned for his knowledge and bravery in battle. I wrote down, literally had two brains, so was very smart. It pointed that out on Wikipedia. Wikipedia said he had two brains, so he must have been very smart.
Wait, Wikipedia or Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Our main source for this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's a
the
main
Star
canon.
Wars. It's the Star Wars Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very thorough.
It's great.
Dude, you should hear about later on when I have Grievous. Man, And they love them some Grievous.
They do.
Oh, man.
People love Grievous.
Dude, I forgot how OP Grievous... No, we're going to go back. We'll come back to that.
Okay, yeah.
He agreed with Mace Windu that Palpatine should release or relinquish his power after Grievous was killed. But obviously, he was not on Coruscant, or he would have been chosen to go with Mace Windu to try and stop Palpatine himself, because... I mean, look at the dudes he did to, other than Kit Fisto.
Yeah.
And those other two guys.
Not too great.
Come on.
Not the best choices but that he could have gotten.
There, his article was actually not that long.
Can't even.
Yeah.
Most of the, like, High Council members, like, were very expanded upon in Legends and in canon. They're, like, kind of refreshed.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Clone Wars a decent amount.
Yeah. Mostly in the background, though.
Yeah, he did say some things. Except
for landing on Point Rain.
He'd said some things.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Ki-Adi Mundi.
Wait, what about his fighting style?
I don't know. Look it up. I'll look it up.
I should also mention...
I'll look it up! Very, I'll see if it even has that information.
There's a very sad, like, kind of plot progression through Ki-Adi Mundi, just noticeable by what he says in Clone Wars. Because in the beginning of the relative beginning of the war, he is very cool, collected like a Jedi. Somebody tells a admiral tells him good luck, and he says there's no such thing as luck. Mm. He's very calm. And in the beginning of the war, Grievous Count Dooku cannot Makashi. Do this. Form two.
Aaron finishes.
It's form two. Duelist style. He said Count Dooku can't do this. He's not a killer. By the end of the war, when Ahsoka was kicked out of the Order. He was constantly concerned about Count Dooku's treacheries and constantly what he was plotting and what the Sith were plotting. He was made kind of paranoid about it throughout the war, and it's like a sad little side thing. That you don't get to see it happen, but you see the changes that it had on Ki-Adi Mundi.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, are you done, Hayden?
Yes.
I have Darth Vitiate. He goes by several names. His birth name is Tenebrae, and another name that he's commonly known as is Valkorion. He's a Sith initially. He's the illegitimate son of the Sith Lord Dramath, and he by the time he was 10, he killed Dramath thousands.
Call?
I think so. Yeah.
He's also on our thing, isn't he?
No.
Is he really not?
No. By the time he was 10,
whoops,
he kind of, to get back at his father, started murder, and he killed thousands.
Wait, that was to get back at his father?
Yeah.
The Sith Lord?
Yeah. He killed thousands before he was stopped at the age of 10.
What?
Damn.
He, after this, he imprisoned his dad's soul, and Mark Arachnos, from last week. Or maybe a week before, recognized his power and had him trained and named Darth Vitiate. He ruled a planet on the edge of the galaxy for a century, keeping away from the politics of
what
the Sith.
What was his species?
Sith.
Oh.
Away from the politics of the Sith Order.
Politics, man.
Yeah. Murder.
Blood feuds. I just can't do it. They're always killing each other, man.
After Nagasado dies.
It's depressing.
He lured together the remaining Sith of the galaxy and absorbed all of their power, killing them.
Is he done? Can he be done? Hayden. Did you hear what he just said?
You're going to want me to continue.
Oh my god.
I
would like to point out the winner of this fight fights Palpatine in the next round.
I'd like to point out, I didn't even write feats for this guy. What? I just wrote the biography.
This is the biography. Just his biography. Save the feats for Palpatine, man.
Then he established a new Sith Empire until he traveled through space, and then he found a little thing called the Eternal Fleet. Then he went...
Is that the thing at the end of Rise of Skywalker?
No, that's the final order. But he found the Eternal Fleet.
You're having a great day.
He found the Eternal Fleet and then thought, hey, this is kind of cool. Then he sent his consciousness into the leader of the Eternal Fleet, Valkorion, to found the Eternal Empire.
What? He did it.
That's Arcan and Thexan's dad.
This is Arcan and Thexan's dad.
Holy fuck! How is it really?
Yes!
That guy is a dick.
Fighting Palpatine, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, we did it because we knew like his name as the Eternal Emperor. We didn't recognize his name as Darth Vader yet. So we have him in the middle of the bracket.
Yeah, that was an accident.
That was
an oversight on our part.
That was an this next episode.
Well, yeah, because that's
our next most powerful Sith Lords of all time.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
He went on to do that. He was stopped by Revan and Malak together. They kind of pushed him back from taking over the galaxy because his goal was to absorb all of the power of the Force and basically become God. Revan and Malak set him back by ending the Mandalorian Wars. Then he possessed them temporarily, then they broke free, and then Revan was able to delay him personally. Later was trapped, freed, stranded on Yavin 4, where all powerful Sith Lords are stranded, I guess.
Hard to get off of that.
It's a vacation planet.
It's a vacation planet.
Tropical.
Yeah. Low dark side, so you're not as possessed by your dark... Mm. You're not as possessed by your edgy...
Yeah, it's not like he's in, like, you know... Angst. Dathomir or...
Yeah, yeah. If you went to Malachor to go vacation, I'm pretty sure something would take you. That's a light side vacation planet.
Yeah, but it's like a good test. There's a dark side cave on Dagobah.
There is. He later reestablished the Eternal Empire with the Eternal Twins. And he was banished by his personal champion, the Outlander. And they said vaguely his family. I didn't look up whether Arcan was part of that. But he was banished again. He eventually possessed Satale Shan.
What? How did he possess her?
Satale Shan. Caught her off guard and possessed her. And then all of the souls of the people he wronged showed up and banished him completely, including the Outlander.
Banished Arcan, him from existence?
Thexen, and Revan. And banished him from existence.
Oh, is exactly like Infinity Man from last year.
This guy is Infinity Man.
what was that guy's name? His champion?
Outlander.
All right, I'll look it up.
Do you have a verdict? Do you have questions too?
I don't have questions. It's obvious what the verdict is. You guys already decided that I was going to have a hard time.
Between
him and Palpy, so... Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious who's winning here. Not that Keanu Mundi isn't great. Wait.
We just put him up against a guy who tried to become God.
It's almost succeeded.
Yeah.
Damn.
So let's go to the next
mistake.
Let's go to the next easiest one.
Jesus Christ.
Kanan Jarrus versus Pre Vizsla.
Was I right? Are we actually doing Keanu Mundi?
Yeah.
That was the dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, you did. Who was it?
I'm the lower seed on this.
Pre Vizsla? For me? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm on the lower seed.
All right, I'm trying to forget this dude.
Darth Vishian?
No.
Tenebrae?
No.
Valkorion?
No.
The Eternal Emperor?
The Outlander.
Oh, okay. I have Kanan Jarrus, a.k.a. Caleb Doom. He was one of the main characters in Rebels, and he showed up in Bad Batch as well. He was a Padawan to Depa Balaba, who we had on this list earlier. She was the apprentice to Mace Windu.
Okay.
And learned throughout the Clone Wars, until he was like 14 when it ended, I think. After meeting the Bad Batch, Order 66 occurred, and Depa sacrificed herself to buy him time. And then the Bad Batch, since they're defective clones, quote unquote, didn't get what the order meant. And then he escaped with the help of their leader, Hunter, despite getting shot at by Crosshair, who is a major a-hole.
Major a-hole.
He's very angsty, too.
Yeah.
He went into hiding for several years, bought a blaster and started using it, and made several bad decisions and several bad relationship decisions, until he met Hera Syndulla, one of the best pilots of this era. Certainly one of the two best freighter pilots of this era.
Who's the other one?
Han Solo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
With Chewie, they're a pair.
It's a pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't disrespect Chewie. Like,
never disrespect.
Last Jedi showed us how good of a pilot Chewie is. Yes,
we always knew knew how good of a pilot Chewie was.
Yeah.
But it really showed it. Yeah. Highlighted
and
it.
And Chewie is no one's sidekick.
No. They were equals.
Yeah. Yes. He thought of him as his family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And
brothers.
But he met Hera Syndulla. And joined her, and the two of them became romantically involved. Later on, they would meet. They would put together the Spectre unit on their and their ship was the Ghost. Later, met Ezra and decided to train him. And while he himself was finishing his Jedi training, on Malachor, he was blinded by Darth Maul, and later learned to use the Force to his advantage so that he could see, kind of like Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
And he was taught this by Bendu, which is kind of a question mark on what Bendu is. But ideally, what Bendu is the embodiment of the Force. So Ashla, I can't remember what the dark side is. Ashla is the light. There's a dark side embodiment. And mm-hmm. then Bendu is the middle.
Oh.
So completely neutral. Is it
like the dad?
No.
From that one storyline?
No, those are Force users. It's convoluted. Force mysticism is very convoluted. Those are... The Force users were just people that were very, very powerful in the Force. Bendu is kind of the embodiment of the middle Force. He takes the place of the dad, though, yes. And being completely neutral.
Oogie.
You should also look up a picture of Bendu and show it to Victoria.
Bendu?
Yes.
Is that spelled how you think it would be spelled?
Yes. Bend and then a U, not like O-O. He helps the rebels against Darth Maul, Grand Admiral Thrawn, the Mandalorian wars that were going on at the time. He's also
a moose.
That's what I thought. Looks kinda like a moose.
He's also...
But then there's this.
He's also like 50 feet tall. Yeah.
Is that one of those, like... turtle rocks that like move,
kind of gives the same vibe.
Yeah,
like of the like, of like the ooh, Avatar.
You know, it kind of reminds me of
lion turtles.
Yeah, you know,
it kind of reminds me of. Kind of reminds me of Treebeard from Lord of the Rings.
Also gives the same vibe. Yeah. His voice sounds the same too.
Mm. I feel like they're trying to give off the same like type old of wise style. Man. Yeah, like they're a neutral part to of everything. Nature. Mm. Like
yeah,
has beard.
Yeah,
Treebeard was not neutral in the end.
No, Treebeard was neutral in the beginning, though.
Yeah, but he was not at the end.
And then he helped them free Lothal. During the rescue of Hera on Lothal, the Empire fired on their fuel depot because they're idiots. And then he held together the explosion from getting out of control, using the Force, channeling so much Force through him that he healed his eyesight. And then he pushed their ship, the rebel's ship, out of the blast range and sacrificed himself. After this, he joined the Cosmic Force, and it's implied that he became a Loth Wolf, which are very powerful Force beings that reside on Lothal.
Okay.
Hera later gave birth to their son, Jason. And he was one of the voices that spoke to Rey on Exegol. He had the longest line. Like, in the heart of a Jedi lies her strength, was his line to Rey.
Oh, okay.
He used Form 3, mostly, especially in close quarters, though he also knew Form 4, and he was adept at Jar-Kai. He used a blue single lightsaber. The only feats I'm going to rattle off right now is he beat the Grand Inquisitor. He and Ezra were able to hold off Darth Vader without either one of them getting injured. He's able to casually fight Inquisitors, like it's no problem. Minutes after Darth Maul blinded him, he easily beat Darth Maul.
Mm.
By outstepping Darth Maul and then throwing him off of a Sith pyramid.
Good for him. Darth Maul sucks.
Mm. Hayden, how did Previous Jedi die again?
I don't know.
Hayden, go ahead.
No comment.
I have more, but I don't.
I have pre-Vizsla. Fun fact, the large Mandalorian from Boba Fett and the Mandalorian, the one that wears like the blue armor that's kind of a douche,
mm-hmm.
it's played by Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
That's like his...
They're related to each other.
Yeah, they're related.
I don't know how, but Vizsla, right? They're in the same family.
Yeah, that's Paz Vizsla.
Yeah, and pre-Vizsla.
Pre-Vizsla. So, past Vizsla and pre-Vizsla.
Okay.
If you want to think about it like that. Pre-Vizsla. Basically a Mandalorian warlord.
Makes sense.
During the Clone Wars. He was the leader of Death Watch, which are the people that saved Din Djarin. As a young child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wielded the Darksaber in a battle against Darth Maul, which may or may not have ended at some point.
He kind of gives
It ended with Pre Vizsla getting his head cut off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, he had the Darksaber, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the... Not the first one. He's the... During the time where the Darksaber showed up again during the Clone Wars, and it's just keeps passing along people, he was the first person to show up with it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He did team up with Maul to take over Mandalore, mm-hmm. because he has very short-sighted. Kind of a dick.
Thought he was using Darth Maul and Savage.
Yeah, and that doesn't
And then
work.
They used him, and then cut his head off.
There was a fight, okay? And he just happened to lose, and he got executed.
By Darth Maul?
By Darth Maul.
He lost to Darth Maul.
Yeah, all accompanying Mandalorian technology is available here. he could hold his own against both Obi-Wan and Maul for a while. Skill with a Darksaber enough to matter. And he utilized ranged attacks as well as close-up. You know how Mandalorians fight.
Yeah.
They have a jetpack. They like to use it. He does have a Darksaber, and he has fought people with lightsaber before.
Okay.
He fought Obi-Wan and didn't die.
Wait, why does
Obi-Wan
Kanan,
doesn't try to kill people?
Why does Kanan look like a vigilante from Gotham?
More like a vigilante from Hell's Kitchen, because he has something covering his eyes.
He's like a bat family or something.
He has the Jake eyes, like Rex does, which is, it shows your valor in battle.
Oh, okay.
It's a symbol of valor.
Notice
somebody doesn't have it.
Way to go on Pre Vizsla.
He doesn't have a head either, Aaron.
Wait, I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when Pre Vizsla was defeated by Darth Maul, right, was he, like, caught off guard, or was
it was, like, a full battle.
It was a challenge.
Yeah, it was, like, for the Darksaber and the leader of Mandalore.
Maul went into the throne room and challenged him. Pre Vizsla, if anything, Pre Vizsla made the fight unfair by using like the glass floor and trying to blind Maul with it.
Pre Vizsla.
I'm sorry, he did.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck about him.
Dude's terrible.
Yeah. If it would have been like he got caught off guard and they just like chopped his head off without him like dueling them, then he would have some wiggle room. But
he's kind of the reason the Duchess Satine is dead.
Oh, then yeah, he should die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Obi-Wan. Maul
for Obi-Wan.
Maul taking over Mandalore then set up Obi-Wan coming there and then set up Satine getting murdered.
Then.
He also was apparently the leader instead of Bo-Katan, which is a short-sightedness on the Mandalorian's part.
Yeah, no shit. All right, who do you want to go next?
Who's Ty York fighting? Shaak Ti.
Shaak Ti.
That one first. That one's.
Ayla I get Sakura to win one.
You're not supposed to. You don't even know.
You'll love Shaak Ti.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Am I going first? Or you going first? Who has the top seed?
I go first.
Oh. Okay.
Pull up a picture of Ty York. So okay, I have Ty York. She's a Tholothian Jedi, like Stas Ali and Adi Gallia. Hayden's pulling up a picture.
Okay.
Cool. She was a Jedi Padawan during the High Republic era, and her original name was Tylera. She was trained on the remote planet of Alaris Prime and friends with another Padawan / Knight named Cleus Terradine. Yes.
She has a purple lightsaber.
Yes, she does.
You don't see that every day.
No. Mm. Terradine convinced her one day to go up on a hike to go on a hike with him to his ancient sanctuary for like another force worshiping religion, but in a different way.
Okay.
Whenever they arrived, Tara Dean was tempted by the artifacts on the shrine, and despite her Ty trying to stop him from doing this, he became possessed by this, and then Ty York had to fight, and despite not wanting to, she had to kill him.
Oh, so it was a cult.
I just learned something about Ty York that I hope you mention.
Okay.
I didn't know that she did that thing that we'll see if you talk about.
I don't know, probably not. I didn't write down much down for Ty York. There's not much information.
She left the Jedi Order. Did you write that down?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She, after this event, she left the Jedi Order.
What a coincidence!
After this event, she left the Jedi Order and worked as a mercenary and monster hunter, known colloquially as Saber for Hire.
She's the Witcher then?
Kind of, yeah. She spent much of her time responding to the Drengir. You know, those plants that are unkillable.
She just burn all of them. She doesn't know. I don't think. Do you remember the Drengir?
It's been a while since we talked about someone from the High Republic.
Yeah.
They're giant, like, man-eating plants that are dark side aligned. And they like to wage war and destroy planets. And like, whenever you cut part of them, they regenerate quickly. So you have to kill them by burning them completely. The Hutt home planet, Nauhutta, was originally a city planet like Coruscant. By the time of the Clone War, it was a swamp. And it hasn't been officially stated, but it is rumored that, it's rumored as like a story during the High Republic that the Drengir are the ones that caused that. She's spent much of her time responding to the Drengir threat as a monster hunter, going to Drengir infested worlds. Unfortunately, she didn't get paid very much because whenever she went to respond to the Drengir, normally other Drengir would go around and then murder the village that hired her. So she didn't get paid very much.
They're like, oh, she's on the way.
That's kind of dark.
Yeah. Drengir suck, man. This is the adult novel, so you gotta be dark.
Jesus.
And she was eventually brought to Valo on a mercenary assignment, the details of which don't really matter right now. She was arrested by Elzar Mann, Stellan Geos, and Bel Zedifar until the attack on Valo. And then she broke out and helped Elzar Mann during the battle. She later helped the Jedi in their response attack on the Nihil, like, base, if you will, where the leveler was first released and killed Loden Greatstar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what her fighting style is. Her lightsaber has been heavily modified. It has, the hilt has spikes on it. That's a small note. She was able to cut a Drengir in half by igniting her lightsaber and pulling it to her hand. She also beat Elzar Mann the first time they met in a lightsaber duel and almost killed him. But it's convoluted. Her lightsaber got turned off for convoluted scientific reasons. It was a machine that turned lightsabers off, basically.
Okay, it is, isn't it? I remember that.
Yeah, now. And turns blasters and lightsabers off. And then she just kind of stabbed him with the hilt. But she was going to kill him before then. She made name for herself by killing Drengir. Right. And she also was able to beat a Gundark.
All right, you done?
Yeah.
All right. I have Shaak Ti.
Okay. You're very excited about this.
You'll recognize her a little bit. That's Shaak Ti.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
She's the same species as Ahsoka.
Yeah. She's the same species as Ahsoka. She was on the High Council during the Clone War. She was actually in charge of clone training, so she lived on Kamino. Up until Order 66, and she died on Coruscant, so take that to mean whatever you will.
She did not die on Coruscant.
Yes, she did. I looked it up.
The canon changed.
I did it today, Aaron. You know that.
You didn't watch Bad Batch.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm going to show you. All right?
In the beginning of Bad Batch, the Bad Batch go back to Kamino.
Yeah.
And whenever they get there, they find Coruscant shock troopers, and they're wheeling a Jedi onto a shuttle to take back to Coruscant. And Shaak Ti drop like her dead body drops her lightsaber.
What does that say? What does that say right there?
It's not.
It says died 19 BBY Coruscant.
It hasn't been updated.
19 BBY Coruscant. You see this?
There's an inside joke that Shaak Ti. Are you going to talk about the like?
She may have never died.
No, like part? all of the things.
She's died like 500 times. Because they can't decide on one way to kill her.
Yes.
Didn't in the original Clone Wars like animated show from like 2003. Did she get killed by Grievous?
She got captured by Grievous. It was a deleted scene that Grievous killed her on the Invisible Hand.
Yeah, but no.
There's also a deleted scene that Anakin killed her in the Jedi Temple.
That's what it says here. That's what it said on Wikipedia, that she was meditating.
Yes, recently it changed.
She was meditating on Coruscant.
In the Bad Batch, since, you know, she was on Kamino the entire time.
She
was in the worst situation.
Yeah, she was on Kamino. During Order 66.
In a worse situation than Kid Adi Mundi.
That's pretty rough.
Right. Surrounded by every clone in existence.
Yeah, so, she was the head of the Kamino security during the Clone Wars. She died on Coruscant, according to Wikipedia. Aaron, we've already discussed this. Moving on. Considering one of the wisest of the Order, she was handpicked to protect Palpatine. This is the old animated TV show. She was handpicked to protect Palpatine.
Actually, no. Clone Wars said that she was selected as well.
All right. Well, she was handpicked to protect Palpatine. When Grievous came to try to, you know, snatch. We know how it happened because of Revenge of the Sith. She supposedly was killed by Anakin or clones or Grievous or any of the other ways.
Anybody.
Anybody.
She was killed by Starkiller at one point.
Anybody or nobody.
She was, remember, like, in the original games? Thing in the Force Unleashed games.
Was that her?
Galen Merritt killed her. Yeah, she was scantily clad in that. But
yeah,
he like killed her, and then she got dealt a fatal blow, and then she decided to end her own life and jumped into a Sarlacc pit.
Okay.
Which, just let the man cut off your head next
time. It's way easier.
Just let you get stabbed in the chest every other time. Just let the man stab you in the chest.
Yes. Exactly.
Don't get digested for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah. Okay. So. Any of those ways, she may have died. Okay. She's
died a lot.
She's Togruta, just like Ahsoka.
Yes.
Now, Togrutas have this thing on their head. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Tendrils?
Yes, but it's actually the thing that goes down back, you know?
Yeah.
So they've got two up and then one down, you know? Mm-hmm. The one down is hollow so they can sense movement in 360 degrees. It's all hollow. It might all be hollow, but at least some of it is hollow, so they can sense movement in 360 degrees.
It also
degrees.
Helps them with temperatures.
Yes. So during battle, she can see all around her the entire time.
Oh,
and sense
cool.
movement and stuff. She survived the Battle of Geonosis, where over 200 Jedi were killed, including my guy, Coleman.
Trebor. It's okay.
R.I.P.
Was she on the High Council?
Yes.
She was on the High Council? Okay. Because she was the representative of the High Council.
Yeah.
Kamino.
Yes. Yeah. She was a big deal, dude.
Yeah, she was.
She's a big deal. She could utilize both lightsabers and staffs at the same time, which is not as easy as it sounds. And again, she was well thought of and very highly skilled. Could die a great many ways. But she's fighting somebody who dropped out the Jedi account or thing and became a bounty hunter, so you know how that goes.
Is that your highest argument?
It's a very high argument.
Yes.
Okay.
Shaak Ti is very well respected and knows exactly what she's doing.
No. I'm not saying
saying that she's fighting somebody who doesn't have the same amount of training as she does or life experience. And this person that Aaron has brought to us today just goes around killing plants.
Okay.
And acting as a bodyguard.
Shaak Ti shows a great deal of insight whenever she meets somebody.
Yeah, she's...
She showed that with clones, which literally, by definition, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. And she memorized, like, each of them and what their problem, like, knew what their, like, what they were struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. She was going to win. I was just degrading your argument because it was...
You just want more?
You get Aaron, more. Aaron already gave it to me.
You'll get more next week when she fight. Oh.
Finish
it, Aiden.
When she fights Luke Skywalker next week.
Yeah.
We didn't mention your friend Kanan Jarrus
is gonna fight Yoda.
He's fighting Yoda next week. So.
Great.
Nice.
So let's get to the Woo! Big one.
Good for him.
Let's get to the big one here.
This is the winner of this one gets good old Ben Solo.
Yeah. Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
Wow.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Great actor.
Next week just has a whole
I know they're gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
Except for that one.
Yeah. I mean, that one's gonna be way too intense.
Palpatine might die on that one, I don't know.
I love killing Palpy.
Palpy. Fuck Palpy.
So next one we got Aayla Secura versus General Grievous. Hayden, you have the floor, sir.
Who's Aayla Secura again? I can't remember. Who is it?
Get down.
I'm going to look it up.
She's a Twi'lek. She's a Twi'lek Jedi. Blue skinned.
Hold on. I wrote a lot of things down. For me.
She got killed in Order 66.
Ah, damn. All right.
She got unloaded. Like,
is she the one that died like from behind the plant? Like, yeah. Like the plant covered her dead body?
And all the clones like
and they
unloaded.
Just would not stop shooting her dead
Wait,
body?
Do you yes. have a
No, I have Grievous.
I have Aayla Secura.
Oh, okay.
I have Grievous. Funny. I have this 7-foot tall cyborg who has pneumonia.
Oh.
So, General Grievous.
He needs to wear
he's the guy with all the lightsaber.
Yeah, he's like, that guy.
Yeah.
He needs to wear a mask.
He is a mask. Are you kidding me? I would like to remind the council, also known as you,
yes,
that General Grievous is a badass. Okay. Aaron knows this to be true.
Hi.
General Grievous is low-key hard to fight. I mean, he's got four arms. He has a multitude of lightsabers that he took off of killing Jedi. He supposedly was able to survive multiple strike teams of Jedi. I saw something when I was looking up Ki-Adi-Mundi because I was trying to see if Ki-Adi-Mundi had fought Grievous, and they had. Ki-Adi-Mundi lost. But it was Shaak Ti and Ki-Adi-Mundi at the same time, and they both lost.
Right, because because the original Clone Wars, the animated TV show, is kind of like muddy on whether or not it's canon. And I think that encounter where it took Ki-Adi-Mundi, Shaak Ti, and somebody else to defeat Grievous was like, I think that's still canon.
Grievous is a good fighter. Okay, mm-hmm. He was trained in the. Ways of the Jedi.
Who does he
by Count Dooku.
Who does he fight with?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There you go.
And Obi-Wan and him fought a lot.
Yeah.
And it took Obi-Wan to lose to come back to beat him. Because he technically lost the beginning of that fight. You could see it as two different fights. The fight on...
Dude, he cut off
He cut off two of his hands. Two of his hands.
And then cut the... And then got rid of his lightsabers.
Yes, but then he lost and then came back. It was a long fight.
Obi-Wan?
Yes.
Obi-Wan did not lose that fight.
All right. Well,
dude,
there was distance.
Grievous.
There was distance.
Two of his hands.
There was distance.
And then threw him against an air conditioning unit to drop his lightsaber.
There was distance between... Obi-Wan has never lost. I will say that. I misspoke. Obi-Wan has never lost a fight.
Grievous was getting away.
There was distance. Grievous always gets away, it seems. Okay,
he scuttles
away.
He scuttles out of there like a
six legs. He's like a spider.
Yeah. So okay. Spiders have eight legs.
Oh, you're right. He's like a beetle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he scuttles out of there. Okay. He is a Kalish cyborg Jedi killer, not a Sith. Important to note, he's not a Sith. He's just a cyborg with lightsabers.
Dude, which one of his origin stories is canon right now?
The one I'm about to tell you?
Please.
Okay, so he was... apparently he was dead and then got resurrected by Dooku.
I
did
not know about that.
Yeah, he was dead. He got resurrected. What I remember hearing was he was a warlord.
He was I heard of gladiator.
Yeah. He was some sort of
his
fighting
stories
man.
Stories change constantly.
Okay.
On his homeworld of Kalish. And then he died. And then Count Dooku found him. Resurrected him, made him into a cyborg like Meek.
Like Meek.
Okay. Like Meek.
Except with like some less vital organs.
No vital organs. Man's got a heart. And that's about
heart.
It. And his eyes. His eyes
really
are way too realistic.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy shit. That always bothered me. When it, like, zoomed in on his eyes, and there was, like, the skin, like, next to his eyes behind the mask.
It bothered me.
But then it caught on fire. And he made, like, a type noise.
And then his head blew up.
And then his head blew up, and then he was dead.
Thanks for that recap.
You're welcome. Spoiler alert for Revenge of the Sith.
Obi-Wan shoots Grievous in the chest.
Multiple times. Okay. Anyways. He was taught how to use a lightsaber and fight by Count Dooku.
Wait. Yeah. Both of our characters die by getting a blaster unloaded on them.
You're right. Sad.
It's weird that it happened now. That both of these characters. Anyway,
it's weird that it happened twice, right? Yeah. Anyways. So. Same movie. Grievous was taught how to use a lightsaber by Dooku. He was a warlord / general for the Separatists, master of multiple forms of lightsaber combat, and could wield four lightsabers at once to great effect. As we've all seen. Hello there. That kind of thing. That whole scene.
Yeah.
thing. The buzzsaw.
Yeah. Four bus songs.
He could quickly adapt during fights to match the fighting style of the person he's fighting. He was actually surprisingly quick he's agile for being 7 feet tall and a robot.
Isn't part of the canon that he started making augmentations to enhance himself?
Yes. He has extensive augmentations.
That makes sense.
Make himself the perfect killing machine that can kill anybody except for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Except for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because nobody apparently can kill that man.
No.
He is immortal.
Only when he lets you kill that
man. Yeah, he is immortal until he decides to die.
The man has a sad
life. Where is he at? Where is he at on here?
Obi-Wan.
All right, he's over there.
Yeah, he's playing.
Dang, I was hoping he was going to fight the dude we talked about earlier at some point, yeah, because it's like it seems that neither of them can die.
Only if it's in the final four.
It would be. You have to fight
Luke Skywalker first.
No, because that's 1 and 4. Yeah, final four. That's a final four, yeah.
Yeah. Continue.
Obi-Wan, I was just saying. It wouldn't surprise me. But I have a list of Jedi, famous Jedi, who are on our list that he has defeated in battle.
Okay,
we can start off with the lighter side, Eeth Koth. R.I.P. Kit Fisto.
Founded a cult and defeated by Darth Vader.
Kit Fisto.
Killed by Palpatine.
When Grievous was injured.
Oh, yeah.
He was injured in that fight. Ahsoka Tano, many times.
She was a child.
The first fight, she was... The second fight, she had full force powers and still couldn't defeat him.
She escaped. She pulled a Grievous.
How many people do we see him actually kill?
Nothing. None.
Yes.
But Fisto's apprentice.
Yeah, that guy was a loser.
Nadar, Veb. He's on here as well. He got murdered by somebody.
Okay, but...
He also got murdered.
It is implied that Grievous kills a lot of Jedi.
It's also shown in his lair.
He kills a lot of Jedi. Okay, moving on. Adi Gallia. He was even with Obi-Wan for years because they fought continually. He never fought Anakin Skywalker. It is noted.
It is. There's one.
They never even saw each other.
There's one tiny line in Revenge of the Sith where Grievous says, Anakin Skywalker, I expected someone with your reputation to be a little older.
Yeah.
And Anakin says, General Grievous, I thought you'd be taller. when they're making the Clone Wars, they go to great lengths to never show Grievous and Anakin ever see each other.
Yeah, they never saw each other.
There's only one time they were close to each other. Grievous was like handcuffed and like kept his head up so he couldn't look down, and Anakin was knocked out.
Had to go to great lengths to prove that they never saw each other.
okay,
but moving on. Depa Balaba, as Aaron talked about. R.I.P. Shaak Ti, as I talked about earlier.
R.I.P.
Asajj Ventress on Dathomir.
It's true. R.I.P. Oh, it was iffy.
Quinlan Vos. She
beat that, but then he ordered his droids to shoot her.
Quinlan Vos.
Okay, I don't have proof.
Same time. And Darth Maul. To a stalemate.
Oh, yeah, I remember and that.
He stalemated Darth Maul. Mm. All right? And, quote, this is a quote from him, so take this with grains of salt. But we have seen his lair, and it does kind of track. Quote, strike teams of Jedi could not defeat him.
He has like dozens of lightsabers in there. So.
Man is a Jedi killing machine. Literally. Literally a machine half who kills
literally.
Jedi.
Half literally.
He is more than half robot, Aaron. Okay. You cannot look literally. At that man and say that he is half robot.
I can look at his eyes.
Don't look at his eyes. Darth Vader is half robot.
You have such kind eyes.
No, he does not. He has terrifying eyes.
He is sleep deprived.
They're way too human. it's like Sonic's legs. I feel like BDG.
Why does he have human legs?
It looks like I can have those legs. Aaron, you have a person.
Yes. For those of y'all that don't know, we were talking about Brian David Gilbert in the Unraveled series.
From Polygon on YouTube.
Yes. Go hit them up. So I have Ayla Sakura. She is a Twi'lek Jedi Knight. She was eventually also made master during the Clone War. Originally, we see her. She was actually Padawan to Quinlan Vos. She was sent to the Geonosis Arena and was one of the Jedi that survived of the 30 out of the 200. And she was later assigned to the 327th Star Corps.
Sorry. I looked up. See, I said Ayla Sakura versus Grievous.
Yeah.
All right. Just to see if they had fought before.
Yeah.
I think they have. So I can shut this down real quick.
Might be in Legends.
Yeah. But the first thing, you know how it says, like, people also ask on Google? You know what the first thing it says is?
What?
Why does Ayla Sakura dress like that?
There's a big thing in Star Wars about sexualization of Twi'leks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she wearing like a crop top the whole time.
Yeah.
That's her in battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are wearing armor and she's out here wearing like that.
Huh. There is a thing that's like addressed in like in other installments. Like they talk about the over sexualization of Twi'leks.
Mm-hmm.
At one point she was with Anakin and Ahsoka, she called for help from Anakin and Ahsoka, and the three of them with several other clones were able to evacuate from a crashing Venator in atmosphere. And then they later defended a planet from a battalion of droids. Three Jedi and two clones. Anakin was also like half dead at that point.
Look at that. So they did fight.
In the like sketchy cannon thing.
I'm trying to find a better picture.
She later fought at the Battle of Felucia near the end of the war. And whenever Order 66 happened.
Who do you want a picture of, Victoria? Do you want a picture of Ayla Sakura?
Yes.
I'm trying to show you Ayla Sakura.
Give me bad photo.
During the Battle of...
That's from a movie. Can you really take that one?
Mention that one. That's from the Geonosis.
Yes.
During the Battle of Felucia, the Order 66 came down, and Commander Bly, one of the five battalion commanders I mentioned earlier, they're like the top clone commanders. They're the highest commanders in the clone army. Decided to pull the long con on her instead of just blasting, like Cody did, just like shoot that man. They were moving in a convoy, and then he got like a dozen dudes together, seven plus clones, and then they led her over to like an area and then shot her in the back and then just repeatedly just kept shooting and kept shooting, and her body was like covered by a leaf because
you don't want to see that
she was basically getting melted.
They did fight, and I have a recap, so whenever you're done.
She got shot because they really wanted to make sure that she was dead. So that's a feat there. Ayla Sakura, they had to unload, seven plus clone troopers had to fully unload their rifles on her to make sure that she was dead.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still going, Hayden. During the Battle during the Battle of Exegol, she's one of the voices that showed up to Rey.
Well, that's nice. I didn't know that.
She uses Form 5 and 4 pretty much equally, but slightly more to 5. Blue single, lightsaber. Her and Yoda were hand-selected to go distract the Zillow Beast, which was like a 300-foot tall monster with 5 legs. And not a dragon.
It is not a dragon.
I've had this argument with people before. It's not a dragon.
It's not a dragon.
Not to me. It's a giant lizard. It's also indestructible to lightsabers. And blasters in general. And her and Yoda were hand-selected to distract it. Not by like getting in its eyesight, but running on top of it. And just distracting it by its... like a bug crawling on you.
That would distract you for sure.
They would, yeah. I would freak out. Yeah. While they shot poison gas at the Zillow Beast.
Poison gas.
And then her, Yoda, and Anakin all held back the gas from a large portion of the area to protect themselves. Which Stellan Geos did this as well. And he remarked that holding together a tight space... a really tight space was extremely exhausting, and he almost passed out from the effort. Mm. And her, with Yoda and Anakin, were able to hold together like 20 square feet easily without being tired from it. She survived the Geonosian arena, so she's no slouch.
That's good news.
That is good.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the Battle of Hypori. Okay. The combatants in this battle are 7 Jedi and 1 cyborg general. That's what it says on Wikipedia. The 7 Jedi are General Dokmon Barak, General Ki-Adi Mundi, General Kukruk.
That's close enough.
General Shaak Ti, General Aayla Secura, and Captain ARC-77.
Shaggy. Oh, this isn't the Shaggy.
No, it's not the Shaggy.
Okay, when Shaggy gets, like, stepped on by Grievous.
Yeah. Versus General Grievous. He is the cyborg general, in case you didn't understand.
Yeah. I think,
okay.
I heard the coughing from here.
So, I'm going to skip past all of this, because General Grievous, let's just say it ends up with him one-on-one versus Ki-Adi Mundi. You can kind of guess what happens before that. But how he dispatches of Aayla Secura is she charges him, and he whips around, grabs her by the throat with his foot, and then does a backflip and throws her into the ceiling.
That's her?
Yes! So that's how that went.
It's not officially canon.
It is not officially canon anymore. It's not anymore, officially canon. But... all of those other characters are, and the battle is also canon. Just that exact thing happening is not.
Sketchy legitimacy.
Take that to mean what you will. But he did yeet her with his foot mid backflip into a ceiling one time.
Lived.
Yeah, the other guy didn't. Literally, like, one of them had a cross next to it. So he murked some dude there. And I don't know what it is about this old Clone Wars General Grievous, but he used his feet a lot.
He was
just whipping around, grabbing people's throats and stuff.
With his claw feet.
Yeah, with his claw feet. And just...
Maybe that was one of
his
upgrades.
Hit somebody with somebody else. I think that's how he killed Kukuruk.
Kukruk. It is K apostrophe K R U H K.
So Kukruk.
Kukruk.
Kukruk. Maybe Kukruk.
Yeah.
He killed Kukruk by, I think, grabbing his face and then hitting Shaak Ti with him
as a weapon.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's General Grievous versus 7 Jedi, including 3 that we've talked about today.
Yeah. Do you have any questions? It's of sketchy legitimacy.
I mentioned all of those things in canon that he did defeat. So
yeah. I don't have any questions. I'm gonna have to go with Grievous on this one. Yeah. I know it's sketchy, but
our favorite coughing general.
I thought this was gonna be close. Unless you're talking about No. I thought this one was going to be close until Hayden pulled up that she got thrown into a ceiling by his foot.
And not like a kick either. Like, no, he grabbed her and then did a back.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Did like a 180 to get her off the ground.
Yes.
And also, it wasn't a one-on-one duel. It was seven on one.
It was 7-on-1, people.
He still chucked her.
The picture of it was him with a circle. Like, he looked like Saturn, but it was like green and blue because they're lightsabers. And then the five remaining Jedi. Oh, yeah,
when he just, like, it looks like he was just spinning his
torso. Yeah, he's just spinning his torso. And the five remaining Jedi are all, like, combating him at the same time in a circle around him.
Yeah.
So, he wasted all of those dudes. I ended up 1-on-1 with Ki-Adi-Mundi. And now that Ki-Adi-Mundi is out of this tournament, I will tell you how it ended. Not good. Ki-Adi-Mundi got disarmed within a couple seconds, and then General Grievous stole his lightsaber. That old meme of him like chasing lightsabers in the places.
My favorite one of those still is when Ben throws it off the Death Star and he just dives into the
water. He just like runs up behind him and dives into the water. He
just shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah. He's always about claiming them lightsabers.
Darth Maul kicks Obi-Wan's lightsaber into the abyss. He runs through the ray shields.
I do. It was a greatness.
General Grievous is a very memeable character.
Ben Solo next week for General Grievous.
Yeah.
Or in 2 weeks. Good luck, General Grievous.
General Grievous is going to be he's going to be fighting him with Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Yeah, he's going to fight him with his own lightsaber.
he took it at the Death Star ruins.
Hey, I'm going to say this. That's probably going to be I'm not going to say closest, but it might be the better of the other three, apart from the Palpy Eternal Emperor fight.
The Emperor and the Eternal Emperor.
Yes. Ben Solo versus General Grievous might be low key fire. Not gonna lie, because General Grievous, he be killing them Jedi.
Ben Solo be fighting them Sith.
But Ben Solo, he is strong in the Force.
He is,
but he's not as strong when it comes to lightsaber duels.
He did yeet out all of the. He did yeet all of the Knights of Ren, though.
He did, but we're talking about a cyborg who has claw feet.
But that's also not an argument for today.
Yes.
But Obi-Wan could not defeat General Grievous with the Force. We'll get to that later. He defeated him by being Obi-Wan.
This is a preview of what's going to be.
Do I have General Grievous again?
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
I'll take Grievous.
Okay, I'll take Ben.
Okay.
So, next week, we're going to be having that crossover with BXG podcast. Then the week after, we will be talking about, we've talked about them, but just to recap, Palpatine versus Darth Vitiate, also known as the Final Emperor versus the Eternal Emperor. The Battle of Emperors. Luke Skywalker versus Shakti.
Ignore that one.
Yoda versus Kanan Jarrus.
Ignore that one.
Hey, Kanan's great. Ben Solo versus Yoda. General Grievous.
It's Yoda.
It's Kanan Jarrus.
Yoda.
It's Kanan Jarrus.
Ketamine Frog, my guy.
Kanan is actually one of the most liked characters in Star Wars.
I have a question. This is for you as well.
Okay.
This is topical.
Okay.
If the fight between Yoda and Palpatine had gone on longer, who do you think would have won? If we had a winner, who do you think would have won?
I think the point was that it stalemated. Yeah, I think the point of that fight, that it stalemated.
I know that look on Palpatine's face when he's getting overwhelmed. He makes that face very well. Yeah, his like head goes back and his mouth opens. He started making that face against Yoda. I think Yoda had him.
Yeah, but I gotta say, also getting tired.
He was getting tired because he's old. He wasn't getting tired because he was like less skilled, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I gotta say, Palpatine, he's strong in Force. But he low-key, not a great fighter.
Hayden, you're going to be representing him next.
No.
You're taking Vitiate?
Yes.
You're taking Vitiate?
No, you already have the information on Vitiate.
I'll take Palpatine.
I hate Palpatine.
I'll take Palpatine then.
I hate him because like he's clearly the big bad for all of the Star Wars saga, right? Mm. He is the big bad for 9 movies. Mm. Optional 11, where Darth Vader was also a big bad guy. But we'll see next week. Or in 2 weeks. Back on YouTube as well. So we'll catch you guys next week with some special guests.
Yeah.
And then we just get this thing kicking into high gear with no easy matchups.
Yeah. And round two.
Round two?
Finally.
Woo. Yeah.
Took so long. We'll get a winner.
This first round always takes so long.
It does. The next round is 8 episodes.
Yeah. It's a lot faster. And then we start.
And then it's two. Yeah.
We'll start doing 2 matchups per episode because then it's going to get really convoluted.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll catch you guys next week and the week after that on YouTube and everywhere else. So we'll see you guys then. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.
Why did you say peace out like that?
Peace out.
No. Okay, bye. Okay,
bye.
That's not my phone.